This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Total Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. We can talk a little bit about everything this hour. Climate change, how the kids have been bamboozled into believing. You know, we'll get into it in more detail in a minute. But this stuff, just, it drives me out of my mind that they're brainwashing our kids into believing stuff that just flat out isn't true. And you and I let them get away with it. Right? Because I'll deal with it in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch going on out there, a whole bunch that I'm hoping and believing that we can both, or all of us can enjoy and have some fun with. So, you know, have you ever been a news company? I don't even know if you can we call them a news company? I'm not so sure. Have you been a news source that has stepped in it as much as CNN does? So CNN went into a stronghold, or what had been a stronghold, for eons for Democrats in Minnesota. And I am amazed. Well, I'm not amazed. I just get a kick out of the fact that they're getting slapped in the head. But I'm amazed. Take a watch. Take a listen.
In rural northern Minnesota, things are changing. The temperature, the leaves, the politics.
Are we talking thousands of people sort of shifting and changing their politics?
Yes. Yeah.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
Once a Democratic stronghold, many of the voters we talk to here say more and more they align with the president.
Her two brothers were staunch union Democrats for years, and they're not anymore.
This is mining country. Not coal mining, but taconite, a mineral used in making steel. 40, 50 years ago, the Iron Range, as it's called, was booming, bringing big city prosperity to small towns like Evelyn.
Things were just going gangbusters. Businesses all over. Then when it crashed, everybody was caught by surprise. It crashed hard.
The number of mining jobs in the region went from over 14,000 in the 80s to just about 4,500 today, leaving families and main streets to suffer. Robert Blisulovich has been the mayor of Eveleth for 18 years, on and off.
You know, when you think about this, right? Heavy Democrat town. And I've been saying this for a long time. And you know what? You know, we've had Dr. Gerard Lomero on. He's saying the same thing. People will eventually vote issues. When you keep voting for that party, when you keep getting bamboozled by that one side, and they keep telling you what a great job, think about it. President Obama said, these jobs would never come back. You will never see them again. He was incorrect. And I'm telling you, coming into next year and through next year, if jobs are up, if wages are up, if the economy is good, the Democrats are going to get spanked.
Votes Democrat on state races, but he's got a Trump sticker on his desk, a Christmas card from the president on his bulletin board, and the deer on his office wall sports a MAGA hat.
The political support for the president, part of this is really just a matter of survival.
Economics.
Yep.
he's our guy. He supports mining. He's our guy.
Our steel industry is vibrant again. It was dead.
Trump's tariffs on imported steel are popular. So is his easing of environmental regulations. They also like his crackdown on immigration. In a state that's 80% white, the influx of Somali refugees has been a contentious issue. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar is a controversial figure here.
She offends a lot of people.
She's not popular here.
No, not at all.
Folks here say they didn't leave the Democratic Party. The party left them.
How often have we heard that? Right? I mean, seriously, how often have we heard that the Democratic Party has left, right, their regular people? I love it. I think it's great. I think it's about time, okay, that they, I think it's about time that they start looking at what their party really does for them. Instead of taking the ideology, they're Democrats. My grandfather was a Democrat. My grandmother was a Democrat. My family's been Democrats forever. Listen, it's no different than religion. Right? You've got people running around going, hey, you know, my grandmother was a Christian. My great-grandmother was a Christian. So therefore, I'm a Christian. It doesn't work that way. You need to stop. You need to use your brain. You need to think about what they're doing and what they stand for real. I mean, otherwise, what makes you, you're a brain-dead drone at that point. You're just doing what you were told to do. And nobody wants to do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, the walk-away movement. Some of you need to check out the walk-away movement. Because they didn't walk away because Trump was helping their community. They walked away because the Democrats were stepping all over them. We're lying to them. We're telling them the truth. We're doing a fear-mongering job with them. They didn't like it, and I don't blame them. I've always said the same thing. If you got the right product, you don't need to lie. Everything's cool. You got it handled. But for some odd reason, they feel the need to lie about this stuff. Just always, always, always be on me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. You know, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on the show, who I might have on, what we're going to be discussing. If you don't want the emails too much to read, you can always get a text alert. Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. I don't remember doing a time warp. I'm too young for that. I do remember what those guys look like. Pretty scary watching them outside the theater. Come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm off. Tell me where I don't have a clue. I'm okay with all of that. And I mean that, really. I'm okay with all of it. It's good. Good. Now they say it's all good. All right? Just that simple. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me, too, on the air and in the chat room. Look, if you want to get notified that the show's going to start, you want to be able to, you know, text back and forth, you want to text TRS. Come on, real simple. The real side. All right, so you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS is 77222. 2:22. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I love it when CNN, you have to go back and get the other segment. I always love it when CNN blows it, though. When they think they know what the answer is going to be, and they go ask a whole bunch, you know, they go out on the street and they ask people questions, and they end up getting screwed every time. Because they're so sure that we all think alike, that we all think like they do. Like, they, you know, I don't know. They got the market cornered on smarts. They're really off. You know what I mean? So we're back to, don't want to do that now. That would have been done to death. Let's have some more fun with some of these other stories. The budget passed again. Or I should say, a stopgap budget passed. That's what happened. And the House voted 301 to 123. And Chuck Schumer is miffed. Because his strategy backfired right in his face. It's always good to see what they think they know what's going to go on. They think what's going to happen. And then it gets handed to them. So Senate Majority Leader, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, you know, he's tried his best to slow down President Trump around every corner, right? Now, the New York Democrats just suffered another humiliating defeat this week. He got beat. It was reported a few days ago that Schumer and the top Democrats were trying to stage a mutiny and block a spending bill over the funding for Trump's border wall. Now, Schumer tried to push Democrats to vote against the spending bill. You know, it would have allowed the federal government to shut down if he didn't. And if the spending bill didn't go through, think about that. They would have been the one, but they would try to blame it on the Republicans. Because he didn't want any funding for the wall. Him and Pelosi, both of them. They want, now look at, border guards are excited. They're excited about the wall. They've seen the crossings drop tremendously. They've had places where they put the wall up where they had 3 and 5 and 6 and 700 people a day crossing, are now down to about 30. You know, and I love the president. He said, when he was out there today, he was talking, he said, look, we really need a double wall. And he's right, they do. And I'm thinking, hey, go for it. You know, the inner second wall doesn't have to be as bad or as tall as the first one. And there's plenty of people along that border that would give the government their property if they guarantee to put that wall on there. Schumer's plan failed spectacularly. After the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives approved an interim spending bill, right? Because they didn't want a shutdown to happen. The bill funds the government at current levels through November 21st. Well, now, while Schumer wants the Democrats to vote against the bill, all but three liberal lawmakers voted to support the bill. The Senate is expected to approve the package next week, meaning fights over funding for President Trump's border wall and possible restrictions on appropriations for the Department of Homeland Security restrictions. Now, if the bill is enacted, and listen, he's got the Senate, lawmakers would have until November 21st to negotiate and approve $1.4 trillion for federal agencies. Those bills, the bills would fill in detail this summer's budget and debt agreement between Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. House passed a measure also extended some expiring federal programs and replenishes Trump's bailouts of the farmers. Right? I mean, how would they explain that one? How would the Dems explain, yeah, we voted against you guys getting some financial help? The Senate Appropriations Committee on Thursday approved three non-controversial measures unanimous votes as they're still beefing with each other, as I would say. They tried to filibuster almost $700 billion defense bill. Senate Democrats have accused Republicans of shortchanging health and education programs to finance the border project. You know, that's rich, right? Because health and education. So we give all the illegals that come over here health and education. They're taking money out of the health and education pot, right? Bucket, if you would. And yet, taking money to keep more of them out so they don't suck those programs dry, somehow sucks those programs dry. They have no common sense. They can't follow the lines. Or I should say, they can't stay within the lines. Schumer, on the other hand, he was willing to let the federal government shut down at the end of the month because he wanted leverage over the Republicans and that border wall. He wanted to be able to hold it over their heads and pull the border wall out of the funding. They don't want this wall. It's proof positive they don't want the wall. House Democrat leaders have said that they plan to offer $0 for Trump's wall. Republicans are proposing that $5 billion from the domestic program be spent on the wall with plans to divert another $7 billion in military construction funds to the border projects. See, if I was Trump, I would have gone to my military leaders and said, look, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to get the budget pumped up for what you need. But I'm going to take all these departments and you're all going to add $2 billion apiece that I'm going to eventually transfer over for the wall. That's what I would have done. I would have let them know they can have what they have, what they want. I want what I want. The Trump administration has said around 900 miles of the border wall will either be built or updated by 2020. That leaves around 1,000 miles on the border that would need a barrier of some sort. Yeah, I wouldn't give up. I would keep going. I would keep plugging. I would keep pushing. It could be even less, given some areas are too dangerous for immigrants to cross and or have natural barriers that prevent crossing. And an additional $12 billion would likely cover most of that with no big problem. And Schumer is going to keep trying his hardest to stop that from happening. Now, why would you want to stop a border wall from being built, right? Unless you're dead sure, you know, those people coming over, they want, and again, I have seen it with my own eyes. I've heard it with my own ears. When they do these citizen swearing-in days. Here in Los Angeles County, when you go down to the LA County Registrar's Office, where they're all sworn in, those forms are filled out, and some of them already have Democrat checked off on them. And why wouldn't they want to vote as register as a Democrat? They're coming here for democracy. Confused. Joe Mastin, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastin here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action.
Extra, extra, freedom, now it. One thing's real, and there's no doubt about it.
Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you. I'm so proud of who has come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. It's always exciting. You know, I'm watching, like I tell you, I've got a TV over my shoulder, and I am watching some of the headlines that pop up. I love this Bernie Sanders thing. Right now, it's Bernie Sanders, housing for all. So we're going to have housing. We're going to have food. We're going to have education. Everybody gets a job. I mean, everybody gets health care. Hello? Are you listening? Is this mic on? I mean, seriously. I'm sorry. Socialism. The man wants nothing but socialism. This is not equality. This is no reason. There is no reason to get off the couch and do anything at this point. We'll just wait for the check to show up. Shows you how old I am. Yeah, it's just irritating as heck. And who is... I got to ask my Democrat friends. Is this really what you want? Is this really what you believe to be truth and right and the way we should handle? No, I don't want people dying in the streets either. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to hand everything there. It doesn't do anything. Look what you've raised. This is the last generation of kids that everything was either handed to or they were coddled. They had the helicopter parents that wouldn't let them fail. What have you done for them? You're right. Nothing. You haven't helped them at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Just Google some of these studies. These kids are not doing well. All right. Listen, you can't get any crazier than this. Trans activist discusses genitals and sexual preferences with children. And I mean with children. Right? 8, 9, 10 years old. Is this really age appropriate? Is this really what our kids need to learn at school? Shouldn't they be learning this at home? Shouldn't we allow our parents to teach our kids what moral values are, what right and wrong is, and that kind of stuff? It's not up to the education system. The education system is wrong, dead wrong. It's been revealed that one of the Teach video series titled The Big Talk features a video in which a trans activist reportedly discusses her genitalia with the children. Isn't that nice? Right? In a disturbing video, Understanding Sexual and Gender Identities, young children are told by trans activist Leo Lardy that gender is who you are inside, but that sex is whether you were born a boy or a girl. So I guess your gender is whatever you think your gender is, has nothing to do with physical parts and pieces. I was teaching this to small children, not considered psychological abuse. Now, Lardy was born a female, but lives her life as a male. Her very presence would be confusing to any child, let alone the gender identity rhetoric that she seeks to push on them. Right? So here's, I mean, again, these kids are not suffering at this age with knowing whether they're male or female, or boy or girl. They haven't given it much thought. They haven't even figured out whether blue and green go together and whether they can wear white after September. I mean, I'm telling you something. Every one of these, start with Dr. Spock about not hitting your kids, not this, and right? Every one of these lunatic left-leaning mindsets that they shove on us ends up being a nightmare. Always. And they think this is okay. Whatever you think you are is what you are, and you can live that life out. To the point where they're giving 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds hormone blockers. How does that make any sense? According to the Christian Institute, the children did not look comfortable. You can see in the pictures, they don't. As she talked about her genitalia, explaining that the only way she could be happy was to be true about who I was and let other people in on this. The obvious irony here is that being true about who she is not true. It's what she thinks she is. And she's telling little kids in public schools that whatever you think you are is what you are, what you should live out. And again, over 90% of these kids that have what they call, I guess, is gender dysphoria, will go back to their born gender. If you don't push them to take hormone blockers and all that other stuff. In a different video, Lardy makes another appearance and asserts that people who are critical of transgender ideology just don't know any better. In other words, we're not well-informed. We're not well-educated. A typical argument for the activists who can't support their beliefs with facts is just to dumb down the opposition, make us feel ignorant, try to talk about how stupid, how uncaring that we are. No fact, just feeling. Okay? And sadly, the tactics is effective for children who don't want to feel bad. They believe what adults have to say. And they believe that adults are out of touch with young people to begin with. So it's an easy sell. And the videos don't stop with gender confusion. They dive into areas of same-sex relationships and how to know whether you're gay or not. This is not, I'm sorry, it shouldn't be taught at schools. Schools have no business teaching this. Reading, writing, arithmetic, okay? Math, science, history. And even, I don't even let the schools teach history if they're teaching the right history and in completion, not bits and pieces. In response to questions about sexuality, a head teacher who's married to someone of the same sex suggests that you might be gay if you like someone of the same sex. You know, talking to a psychologist out of Texas who deals with this all the time. And I said, you know, I know, because I've talked to, you know, the young kids, and you have grandchildren, nieces, nephews. A lot of times young kids, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, feel more comfortable with the same sex, running around with the same group. And which was normal and natural. Right? Because, you know, boys have cooties and girls have cooties, and, you know, and all that stuff. So they are confusing this with an attraction to that person. They are confusing this with believing that the same-sex relationship is where they want to be because they're more comfortable with that person. And I don't know how you fix that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I only get to talk to them. Now, the video, it's accompanied by suggestions for discussion topics and other lesson activities. Again, I'm going to say it. The school has no business teaching this. It suggests that children write dramas which explore sexuality. In other words, role play. Play it out. Fantasize. Now, I mean, God forbid that they play out roles of G.I. Joe, right? Shoot 'em up, bang, bang, Western, cowboy, Indian, good guy, bad guy, soldier. Can't play those games. They're terrible. Use your finger as a gun, you might get expelled from school. Right? They say go on and create displays focusing on famous or historical people. And role play them in different sexualities or as different genders. Is this, again, what we want our schools teaching? They go on to say the lesson should focus on same-sex couples with children. Right? And that teachers should not explain that same-sex couples cannot have children naturally. So we want to hide things. We want to lie to them. We want to sugarcoat. If they've got the real product, if they've got the right product, if everything that they say and do is so right and real and true, why lie about it? Why hide anything? Isn't that what they're saying about President Trump? If he's doing the right stuff, why hide anything? Amazing to me. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll finish this up. And then Ed Buck, a major donor to Democrats, is in a lot of trouble. We'll be back in a few minutes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You know, I meant to get to this earlier. And, you know, the kids, there were a bunch of kids that bugged out of school today over the whole global climate, warming, cooling, whatever. And the sad part about this is that the teachers aren't even being honest about it. It is not settled science. We all know this. Those who are being honest know this. They haven't hit one of their predictions right. The scientists haven't hit it at all. Under Obama, you could get your funding pulled if you ever even questioned it. We saw that happen. You know, it's funny how up in arms some of these groups are. But when their people did it, it was fine. It was more than fine. It was expected and approved and okay. So, you know, you heard John Hopkins University. There was a suggestion they might lose some of their medical research funding if they kept talking about transgenderism the way they were. You had some of these other colleges that were threatened with you know, grant money over global climate warming change, whatever you want to call it, because it changes. It's never the same. Right? And they try to come up with a better name to make it worse and worse and worse every day. But there is a climate craze seminary. And they confess, or teach you to confess, sins to the plants. It's a beautiful, beautiful setup. Union Theological Seminary hosted a chapel service in which self-identified Christians confess their climate sins to plants. Right? This is not satire. This is not the Onion. It's not the Babylonian Bee. This has really happened. And the seminary is defending it without shame. The incident illustrates how dangerous climate change hysteria can become. And how important it is for Christians to actually read their Bibles and reject. You know, that's the thing that bothers me the most. Some of you that are out there professing to be Christians, you couldn't find a Bible if somebody threw it at you and hit you in the head. You can't find Scripture because you say Scripture's man-made. I actually had a radio show host who told me he was a Christian. I want you to think about this, some of you. Told me he was a Christian, but he didn't read the Bible. He didn't believe anything in the Bible. So how is he a Christian? Because he heard stories about Jesus, like this guy, would follow this guy who was here today. That's not what Jesus said. That doesn't make you a Christian. Doesn't make you a Christian because your grandma and ma and dad and uncles all went to church. No, it's up to you to make that play. It's up to you to accept Christ. It's up to you to read his word, do the things in his word. And he says in the word. Now, I don't know how these people defy this on a regular basis. Study to show yourself approved. That's what the Bible says. Right? Profess with your mouth, believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. I mean, I can go down a whole bunch of them, and it's not just throwing Scripture out to throw Scripture out. You need to know what it says. You cannot be a Christian. You hear it in some of the intros. You cannot be a Christian and follow Buddha. You can't do it. It's impossible. You can't be a Christian and follow Muhammad. It's impossible. Now, you could be a Christian and know about Moses, and you should. But you can't be a Christian and only follow Moses. Doesn't work that way. I could do this for an hour. And the Bible says to confess your sins to no man. Right? You're supposed to be praying and talking to the Father. Father God. Not Father Plant. Not Father Ivory. Or I don't even know. They probably won't even use the term Father. And a seminary is defending this. And it's the same thing with science. You trust teachers and professors without question. So instead of, you know, someday, when a professor says to you, 95% of scientists believe in man-made climate change, ask them for the full story. Ask how many scientists were asked, how many surveys were sent out, how many were received back. Matter of fact, technically, with the amount of surveys they received back, it wouldn't even have been considered in most science circles. So they're lying to you. Yeah, I said it. They're lying to you. In worship, our community confessed the harm we've done to plants, speaking directly in repentance. This is a beautiful ritual, the seminary announced on Twitter. We are in the throes of a climate emergency. That's what they're calling it. There you go. Climate emergency now. A crisis created by humanity's arrogance or disregard for creation. Far too often we see the natural world only as resources to be extracted for our use, not divinely created in their own right, worthy of honor, thanks, and care. Well, if they'd read the Bible, they would find out that God calls out what most of those uses for those plants and bark and foods are. But they probably don't have a clue. They probably don't even know. They tweeted out, we've had many questions about yesterday's chapel conducted as a part of our class. The extra activism, a ritual liturgical response and worship, our community confessed the harm we've done to plants. Did they respond, do you think? No? They apologized to the plants. You think they responded? And it's just amazing. People are buying this. This is the chapel. Yes, I am making fun of them. Because if you say to be a Christian group, right, and you're worshiping the creation more than the creator, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. If hugging a tree means more to you than worshiping God, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. It went on to say, today in the chapel we confess to the plants together. We held our grief, our joy, our regret, our hope, our guilt and sorrow in prayer. How do you pray to a plant? Can somebody show me a scripture? See, that's the funny thing about it. You ask them where they get this stuff. And they go, right here. I feel it. I know it's true. I felt the sense from the plant. That's great. What about God? You claim to be a Christian and believe in a creator, but you're getting the sense from the plant. What did God tell you? What is God leading you to do? And the seminary acknowledged, openly acknowledged, confessing directly to the plants. There's other sentient beings. Right? I mean, if you believe they have life and feelings and all this other stuff, then you better stop ripping them out of the ground. You hear them scream and yell, and you can't kill animals because, you know, they have feelings. Well, this almost makes it look like the plants do. They defended the confession, saying, we're treating plants as fully created beings, divine creations in its own right, not just something to be consumed. Because plants aren't capable of verbal response. You think God did that for a reason? And she goes on to say, does that mean we shouldn't engage with them? Yes. What does God tell you to apologize to the plants for what you're doing to the planet as a whole? Right? They go on to say, well, it's important to note that this isn't really that radical. Many faiths and denominations, right, they go through where they express and atone for harm they've caused. Yes, to God, not to the plant. To God, to the Creator himself. If you have truly disrespected his creation, then yeah, you can say, you know what, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, or I didn't mean to, and you move on. And because yes, they can't respond for a reason. I love this. Mayor Pete says not acting on climate is kind of like a sin. Well, it either is a sin or it isn't sin. There's no way the Bible says it's kind of like a sin. We do ask for half forgiveness, kind of forgiveness. Right? This is not normal, and Christians who know their Bibles can easily rebuke this essential worship of the creation rather than the creator. Now, the seminary claimed that Christian tradition is wrong and its bizarre ritual is right. We need to unlearn habits of sin and death, the seminary argued. Based on what? What scripture? What are they using? As part of that work must be building new bridges to the natural world, and that means creating new spiritual and intellectual frameworks. You know what? The Bible is very specific. If you add to it, if it's not for private interpretation, so if you decide to remake it, redo it, spin it, pull it, tug it, woe to you. That's all I got to say. Woe to you. God created this planet for us, for us to live off of, for us to enjoy, not to destroy, but to enjoy. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. Enjoy the weekend. I want you back here next week. You can find us on TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. You'll learn everything you want to know about the show, where you can find us, and get a message to me. Again, be safe. Have a great rest of the day.